Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. Let's crack on with today's first story, which comes from Good Occasion 308 from the True Off My Chest subreddit and says, I'm envious of the relationship my child has with my husband, and I wish my husband still treated me the same. I love my child, but I can't help but feel a twinge of envy whenever I see him interact with my husband. I'd never fault him for it. He has the dad that every kid should have. The dad that lights up at the sight of you and will show up to every sports match and will schedule dad and son outings on the weekend. The trouble I'm having is that it used to be me. I used to be the one that lit up my husband's face. I used to be the one he'd make time to do things with, but I'm not anymore. Before having kids, I was never worried about being pushed to the sidelines. The love a parent has for their kids is a different type of love than they have for their spouse, and it is, but I didn't realize there would be a cap on the quantity. There is no love left for me. I get the tidbits, the scraps, the leftovers. We've been married for 16 years at this point. Didn't even have our child until 10 years in. We had a strong marriage. We made time for one another, went on dates, had exciting, passionate, mind-mush-inducing sex 3 to 5 times a week. We'd greet each other with a big smile, hug, and a kiss when the other got home. Then, around the age of 3, poof, it was gone. Now my husband arrives home. I get a placating pat on the back or a kiss on top of my head, while our child gets an excited, open-arms hug spin around while happily screeching, Daddy. If I tried to give my husband a real kiss, he'd turn his cheek and say he just got home and is stressed. There's no more date nights. We don't live near family who could babysit, and he isn't comfortable having someone we don't know super well watch the kiddo until they are older. Sex is now 3 to 4 times per month. If I try to initiate, it's a turn off for him because I'm too forward and eager. I come across as desperate. So I wait and wait and wait for whenever my husband remembers that I happen to be around and he should throw me a bone, every once in a while. It's not like we haven't talked about it. There are no secrets. I try to be more understanding of his work stress, and he says he'd be more receptive towards my needs. That'll last a week until going back to the status quo. This morning I wake up and roll over to kiss my husband good morning, and he puts a hand out to stop me, saying he's busy on his phone with a work text, and he was. I read the text, but not 1 minute later, our son ran into our room and jumped up. My husband immediately put down that also important work text to hug and snuggle. So, this is my life, where I set a daily timer to allow myself to cry for 15 minutes when no one else is around, and every time I see my child's face light up and the sight of his dad, I feel so much joy, but also deep down, I wonder why we both can't be loved. I don't have a cap on how much I can feel or give. My love language is physical touch, and I feel duped. The epitome of the late 30s housewife cliche, whose husband is sick of her. I never knew a person could feel such vast loneliness while sitting less than 3 feet away from someone who vowed to spend the rest of their lives together. This effing sucks. So OP does edit the post in a moment, which we'll cover after some of the comments, and then there is a further update as well, where hopefully we'll get some kind of conclusion. But OP does respond to a couple of the comments, so Quiet Goat says, I know everyone on Reddit is quick to jump on the affair train, but have you considered that your husband might be having one? Or at least emotionally? If everything had stopped when you first had your child, I would understand, but the fact that it wasn't until he was a few years old makes me wonder what changed. Was there anything that happened around that time that would have made your husband change how he sees you? Or fatherhood? Death of his father or grandfather? Some big change at work? or definitely get into counseling to see if you can get to the root of the problem, because you deserve to feel loved and wanted just as much as your son. Opie responds saying, I honestly don't think it's an affair. Who does, right? Because I don't know where he'd find the time. He's all about maximizing quality time with our kid. I do have an inkling about why things changed around age 3. My husband had a terrible childhood. Basically, think of the worst thing your father could do to you, and you wouldn't be far off. I wouldn't go into specifics so the post doesn't get removed, but all of that started for him around toddler years. My husband has been in weekly therapy for 12 years to deal with his childhood. He did mention that when our child gets around that age, it'd be really hard for him because it'd force him to confront his past and how terrible his parents were. In his words, how can someone do what they did to me at the same age that our child is? It's unfathomable. So I know that is a huge aspect of things, but I don't know why it's resulted in completely shutting me out. We've talked about it so many times, and it's an immovable wall between us at this point. I'm lost of what to do because the couples counselors we found don't have much experience with people with his past, and his personal therapist won't see us as a couple due to the conflict of interest. And that comment instantly made me think, you know, that he's just trying to be the best dad possible and just spending all the time with his child because of what he went through in his past and his past trauma. And just as I'm saying that, I can see the comment below the one we just read is saying something very, very similar. So Pink Wine Enthusiast says, find a trauma certified / focus couples counselor. Seems like he's overcompensating by being an amazing father to his son, maybe to prove how opposite he is from his own. But this is taking up all his energy. Could also be some form of Madonna / whore complex if being turned off sexually is new, or being turned off could be a result of his compulsion to do what he considers to be the opposite of his father, if I'm understanding your subtext correctly. Seems like either way he feels the need to overcompensate and show his son what the real fatherly love he didn't get looks like. Approach him with compassion, but make it clear that being a good father shouldn't come at the expense of your marriage, and it is. Which means there's a problem. It's just as important to be a good husband, and you deserve his love as well. I don't know how he could disagree with that, but these specific details are definitely worth bringing up in therapy, especially the approach to your sexuality and him thinking it's something to be ashamed of. A lot of abuse victims have a warped perception of sex because of trauma. And with that comment, then we'll just check out OP's edit, which says edit. This has got a lot more attention than expected. I appreciate the helpful comments. I'm going to have one more conversation with my husband, basically laying everything out and insisting on couples counseling. During our past conversations, I did express myself fully, and things would get better for a bit and then go back to sucking. I think I'm at the point where I'm not willing to go back to our new status quo, so that'd be different. Of course, this being Reddit, there are also a lot of off-the-wall assumptions that I'll address. 1. I'm not jealous of my child. I purposely chose the word envy because it's a feeling of wanting what someone else has, whereas jealous has a threatening connotation to it and involves resentment. There's absolutely no resentment here. 2. Those saying I'm going to go crazy. I will never hurt my child, nor have I ever. My husband is also not a danger to me. 3. I've never cheated, nor have I gotten fat and lazy. 4. For those wondering why my husband has the sudden change. I did reply to one commenter shortly after posting about my husband's terrible childhood, and he thought the toddler years would be difficult for him to process. But we seem to be stuck with a huge wall between us now. 5. My husband is in individual therapy, 12 years, but I am currently not. I have to look into online options since I don't have a sitter. 6. I have my own hobbies and a group of friends that I go out with, but I'd still enjoy spending time with a husband who wants me. Otherwise, we're just awkward roommates. 7. No, I'm not some sex-crazed maniac. Didn't realize wanting weekend sex maybe once during the week was considered unreasonable to some. It never was a problem before, and my husband hasn't really discussed it with me now. Just rebuffed and avoided me. 8. Lastly, I'm not a mooch living off my husband's hard work. While I mention being a housewife, that doesn't mean I don't work. I left my regular full-time job after having the baby since my pay wouldn't cover daycare. But I've transitioned to running my own company online while taking care of my child and keeping the house up. I'm making over twice as much as I was pre-baby while still doing all the housewife stuff. I can be fully self-sufficient if need be. So then OP kindly came back and updated the post, which says, "Even though I shouldn't have been, I was quite surprised at all the negativity I received. Comments saying how I was the problem, had unrealistic expectations, or even were comparing me to a book character who offs her children. It was also eye-opening how many people thought having a healthy relationship was a fairy tale or that I was living in a romance novel. Also, it was never about me being jealous of our child. It was a way to show the juxtaposition of how opposite I'm treated versus the capacity of affection that's possible. So many people glossed over that and decided to make their own narrative." On to the update. "I ended up showing my husband the post that evening and sat in silence while he read it and everyone's comments. Partway through, I noticed tears falling down. He told me he didn't realize I felt this way. I asked how it could be a surprise when I've literally told him this more than once. I told him I was at my breaking point. I felt like I was put on a shelf, stuck in suspended animation, waiting for the time he remembers I'm around. He ended up calling his therapist and my husband invited me to sit on an emergency therapy session the next day with him. Basically, in their sessions, they've been focusing on healing my husband's relationship with his childhood so that he can be a good father instead of an avoidant, detached parent. Being around our child at the same age my husband's trauma started has been extremely triggering for him, and he's been putting up lots of walls and internalizing his feelings. What has also happened is that my husband has been mentally focused so much on his past and childhood, he shut down all affection towards me. He's built an emotionally numb bubble to live in as a coping mechanism."
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
In the session, my husband said that reading my post was a wake-up call and made him realize he was about to lose me. He doesn't want a divorce and wanted me to ask any questions I have in this safe space. The answers I got were, there is an element of depression but no self-destructive coping mechanisms like infidelity, gambling, drugs, etc. I can only take my husband's word for it. His therapist did say that he sees no indicators of those. The therapist focuses on my husband's type of trauma, so I can only trust his expertise as well. So while my husband's therapist won't see us as a couple, he said having me attend the session was beneficial since he was only getting one side of the relationship dynamics and was under the impression all was well-ish, or at least not at a breaking point. His therapist gave us a recommendation for a trauma couples therapist that we've made an appointment for. We left the emergency session with some actionable tips and reading material for me to better understand what was going on. My husband had a few one-on-one sessions with his therapist since the one with me, and he shared they're working on him with being more present in our relationship instead of focusing only on our child. I'm hoping for our upcoming couples session. In the past, I never wanted to go to couples therapy because it's portrayed in media that both sides air grievances about each other and treat the other spouse like a verbal punching bag. I don't find that helpful, but after talking with our couples therapist on the phone, we're going to focus on strategies to rebuild intimacy with one another and go from there. No more living like awkward roommates. There's still lots of love in our relationship that wasn't being given enough oxygen to thrive. We have some work to do, but are both committed to working together. And for me, I think this has ended in a good way. I think it was a good thing that OP got husband to read OP's thoughts on this. People communicate in different ways, but in this particular one, OP shared all their thoughts and feelings of loneliness and husband got to read it and then invited her to this emergency therapy session, which gave her insight to what husband is going through as well, so they can both see each other's sides here and work together to move forward. And I really enjoyed OP's last little comment there where they said there's still lots of love in our relationship that wasn't being given enough oxygen to thrive. We have some work to do, but we're both committed to working together. And I really hope that things are moving forward in a positive way for them and their child as well. And when Opie came in with their edit and they said that someone was accusing Opie of being sort of jealous of their child, I didn't see that at all. I just saw a story of loneliness and trauma from the husband's side. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? I truly hope things do work out for them. And let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from Heated Groove, who says, "Am I the butthole for not telling my boyfriend I got a promotion? I got my first job in late 2021, in a cushy copywriter role that started me off at 48k. My job's workload is really light, my co-workers and boss are great, it's work from home and everything about the role is very easy. I always feel slightly guilty about having such a great job like this one, especially because my boyfriend works as a contractor, making about the same amount of money I believe. Yet he works much harder with a lot of physical labor that leaves him exhausted by the end of the day. He deserves more and I always hated the discrepancy in pay between us and in general in the workforce and how unfair slash unjust it is. All that to say, yesterday I just got a confirmation that I got a promotion that boosted me to 58k. Which may not sound like much, but I live alone in a relatively low cost of living area, so I have a lot of extra money to spare now for the same level of work. I decided not to tell my boyfriend because I didn't want him to feel bad. The other day, my boyfriend had the rare day off and visited my place, and when I stepped away to the bathroom, he saw the promotion email I'd opened from my work from home laptop. He was nice and happy about it at first and asked why I didn't tell him. But then, as the day went along, he was acting a little off. And then when we finally talked at night, he said it was weird I didn't tell him when we were supposed to share our wins with each other as a couple, and it felt like I was hiding it from him. Am I the butthole?" And we'll start off with Imo Throw, who says, "Soft, you're the butthole. It is very normal and expected as a couple to celebrate wins like a promotion together. You made a slightly condescending decision that your boyfriend wouldn't be able to handle you having a win, which speaks poorly for how you see him overall. I understand that you didn't want him to be hurt, but it's sad to expect that you finding success in your career is going to hurt him. Hiding your promotion was somewhat paternalistic and not very good communication. I'd apologize and try to work on being more open." JSC says, "Soft, you're the butthole. Your intentions were nice, but probably unnecessary. Where you weren't wrong was in hiding it. It should be something you were proud of. Now he's probably wondering what else you might be hiding." There and Back 22 says, "I'm kind of on your boyfriend's side on this one. Not that you had to share your salary with him. I agree though that in a relationship you should share your wins. What is the point of having a partner if not to have someone to share happiness with? I could see how from his perspective, you're not feeling like you can trust him or not being as close as he might have assumed you were. This could be a grey area in communication. If you are in a committed relationship, what amount of information is too much or too little? You could use this as an example to clarify some of those unknowns in your relationship." Be Honest says, "Very soft, you're the butthole. Feeling sorry for his work situation isn't a good reason not to share this, despite good intentions. If he's a good partner, then he'd be happy about your achievements, which he was. You don't need to hide this, and going forward, how long were you planning on keeping it from him? When you moved in together, when you get married, this could have very easily spiraled into a big thing and felt like a much bigger lie. I could see why he'd be a bit off. It implies that you don't think he'd support you in your achievements and that he's selfish enough to make them about him. Not saying that is how you feel, but it's certainly not how it looks. Also, if you explain to reason for not wanting to help him, it implies pity, which isn't going to make him feel any better." And one more comment from Carbine Pro, who says, "No one's a butthole here, very soft, you're the butthole, because your overall intentions weren't malicious. However, you don't keep things like this from your partner. He's right, you're supposed to share your wins. A mature adult can be excited despite not being as in good of a position as you, unless you don't trust that he can handle it. I'd feel a little insulted at the insinuations of that. I think you just need to apologize for this very minor infraction and go and celebrate your promotion." And I gotta say for myself, I think I agree with the comments on this one. I understand, you know, OP is trying to do a good thing. They don't want to hurt their partner's feelings, but it can bring up a whole bunch of other different worries and potentially trust issues because he's found out from this. Like one comment said, "What else are you hiding from him?" not accusing you of hiding something from him, but that could be going through his head. So talk to him about your wins. Enjoy your wins together. And now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and let's have another story. And this story comes from Supermarket Fair 3341, who says, "Am I the butthole for bringing up my brother's premature birth at Christmas dinner to get my parents to shut up? I am a nurse practitioner and I am the primary caregiver for a lot of the low-risk maternity cases at the practice where I work. I also work hand-in-hand with the doctors and midwives to create a healthy maternity, birth, and postpartum situation. My fiancée is completing her residency. We live together and have for a few years now. We aren't in any hurry to get married. We originally had plans to do a couple of years ago, but then we got really busy for 2 years. It is driving my very religious parents crazy that their youngest son is living in sin. I don't really care. I'm an adult and I do what I want. We're getting married in June. So we're visiting my parents for Christmas. The way it came together this year, everyone is at my parents' house. So that's my folks, my three siblings, myself and fiance, and seven grandchildren. So 17 people. At dinner, my mum starts going on about how she is so glad that we're finally getting married and she won't be embarrassed at church anymore. And my dad says how proud he is of his three older kids, who all either waited to get married before moving in together or got married right away after moving in together. My fiance was getting embarrassed and I was getting mad over this stupid argument we have had too many times. And a family dinner was the last straw. I've asked them repeatedly to just accept that they cannot control how I live my life. I refuse to stay with them when I visit, even if I come alone. Hotels are just easier. So I started talking about a premature baby I had been reading about. It was almost 3 months premature and weighed about 1.6 pounds. It was super strong and healthy for being born so little, and the NICU had high hopes for the baby doing well. My mum and dad both got deer in the headlight looks on their faces. Too bad. Should not have effed around with my fiancé's feelings. So I asked about my oldest brother, who was born almost 4 months premature. Is there a chance that we could check out the family album where we keep all the records of family births and stuff? I already know my brother was over 9 pounds and almost 23 inches long when he was born. My grandmother told me all about it the first time my parents tried to shame me. The subject gets changed very fast. After supper, my parents told me that I should not try to embarrass them with private things that are not my concern. I told them if I heard anything about my living arrangements ever again for the rest of my life, I'd make sure to keep bringing up the fact that my mum was in her second trimester when they got married. My parents are mad at me for telling them how to behave in their own home. My fiance is happy that they seem to be off the subject for good. Am I the butthole?" And it's a very simple, "not the butthole" to me. Well played. But Secret Jealous says, "not the butthole. That was beautifully handled. You didn't call them out and embarrass them, but you stood your ground. I did laugh out loud when you said where you got your blackmail information. Grandma had that in her pocket for a long time, I'm guessing. Congratulations on your upcoming wedding. Merry Christmas, and I hope you have a great new year." The Queen of Disco says, "absolutely not the butthole. I absolutely love this. My own judgy grandmother pretended to be the also moral in the old-fashioned sense. My father accidentally revealed that she was pregnant when she got married to my grandfather. That was incorrect. She wasn't pregnant at all. My oldest uncle was about 7 months old when they got married, lol. And why they couldn't get married sooner? My grandfather had to get divorced from his first wife first. It's often people with the most things to hide who enjoy judging others for things that are none of their business." But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. And just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support, and your time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so, so much. And hopefully I'm going to see you in the next one. Take care. And much love.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.